The few points are very striking for me. One point you said was, we don't want to enjoy with Krishna, but we want to assist Srimati Radharani so that she may be able to please Krishna. That was a very striking point, Maharaj. It was very nice. And another thing I always found that in your lectures, you never compromise on tattva before going into the leelas. You always begin with Krishna expanding as Mahavishnu, Garudaksha Vishnu, Kshirudaksha Vishnu and all that. And so that people will not take these pastimes very cheaply. You always do full justice to the topic whenever you speak on any festival day. That was very wonderful. And another thing that was very striking for me was you never fail to glorify Prabhupada, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and their very lucid presentation of the bhakti philosophy, and you don't get lost in the scriptures, and you never fail to glorify these, especially two very important personalities in our lives. So these were some of the very striking things for me, Maharaj. Very kind of you. On festival days, we are getting to hear you and feel your presence very strongly. Thank you so much for extending yourself. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Radhesham Prabhu. I am very, very grateful to you for your life of devotion, and thank you for the wonderful reports you're sending me on a regular basis. It's very inspiring, and please offer my gratitude to all the devotees who are assisting you.
Next, Krishnam Prabhu, you raise your hands.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for the wonderful class. Maharaj, during this COVID times, so a lot of devotees have been sort of introspecting and particularly feeling, the temporary nature of life and understanding that, we are likely to leave our bodies at any point in time. So this deep introspection and contemplation has sort of made devotees think about whether it would be a nice thing at this point in time to live in the dham, live in the sense L-I-V-E, live in the dham, because life being so uncertain, at least if one lives in the dham, then if one leaves his body in the dham, then there is a guaranteed chance of going home back to Godhead. So from the life of Srila Prabhupada also, Maharaj, we can understand how Srila Prabhupada was very keen on departing in Vrindavan. So although he was in Rishikesh and he became really sick, he told his disciples to take him to Vrindavan. And then when he went to London, again, he became sick and he requested his devotees, the disciples, to take him to Vrindavan. And finally, from Bombay, he went to Vrindavan for the last time. So the thought process that is going on in people's minds, Maharaj, is, of course, we all should serve in the place where we are living, no doubt. But if there is an opportunity for us to live in the dham and also, fulfill our responsibilities as a grastha, then should we plan and work towards that, considering the fact that, there is so much of uncertainty on how long one is going to be living, particularly during this COVID times. Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Padam padam yadvi padam natesham. There's always uncertainty. We may be a little more aware of it now, but there's always uncertainty as long as we're living in this material world. Kamala dala jala jivana tala mala bajahun hari parani tire. This is not a matter of a particular time. It's the nature of this world forever that whatever we have in our life itself is like a drop of water on the leaf of a lotus flower or petal or leaf. So Srila Prabhupada and the scriptures and the acharyas, they taught us 20 years ago and 25 years ago and 100 years ago and 1,000 years ago and also today, no different, that we should live each day as if it's our last. So I don't see that this is a different time. We're just a little more aware of it. We could die at any minute, we're at any time. So I don't believe that this particular time should make a difference where people are wanting to live in the holy Dham. That was not Prabhupada's example. Srila Prabhupada's example, he wanted people to go to live in Vrindavan when that was the place that they could best serve, or when they were actually in the process of dying. Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan when he was 69 years old and traveled, and he didn't actually go back to reside in Vrindavan until it was for certain that he was going to leave his body. He went back there for recovery for some time, but as soon as he recovered, he started preaching again. But he went there to at the last stage when he knew that Krishna was calling him. So I don't think it's devotees should be our meditation to leave whatever we're doing and go to be in Vrindavan now. I think our bhajahun hari para niti rede. Wherever we are, we should take shelter of Lord Hari, and we should be doing the best we can to serve Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's mission. And if it's actually the place where we could best serve and we have all blessings, then yes, we go to the holy Dham. Otherwise, the holy Dham is really manifesting in our hearts wherever we're absorbed in devotional service. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
There's no difference between now and 10 years ago as far as the dangers of material existence. They're just more evident now. You had just as much likelihood to die 10 years ago as you do today. Because as Srila Prabhupada would tell us, the death rate 10 years ago, 100 years ago, and today is 100%. So we follow the path, whatever the times may be. But yes, we're more aware, we're losing loved ones. But wherever we're a community in Krishna consciousness, the spiritual world is there. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in Vrindavan for 2 months. But the rest of his time, he was living Vrindavan. And we want to live Vrindavan.
Thank you, Maharaj.
To actually live in Vrindavan is to live Vrindavan wherever we may be. And we go to Vrindavan to get inspired and to get purified and to get surcharged. And then wherever we our services, we live in Vrindavan by living Vrindavan.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, Maharaj. It's just that, in the COVID situation, a lot of these companies have now closed offices, people are working from home. So the thought process is that in any case, we are not going to our offices over here. So why not? And you could actually stay in the Dham and do your services in terms of your occupation and so on. So the thought process is, why not, as long as we can, go and stay in the Dham and do our occupation from there. So this was a sort of a corollary to the thought process about living in the Dham, Maharaj. So just that the current situation is like that.
I think that's a misconception. You shouldn't be going to the Dham to do computer services to make money. To go to live in the Dham means you're going to give your life 100% to absorbing yourself in bhajan and seva. You don't go to the dham to do your computer work, you know, that you could be doing in Bombay. That's not going to the dham. Better you go to the dham for exclusive devotional service. And as long as you're doing your occupation, it's better to do it where you are. Does that answer your question?
Perfect, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Srila Prabhupada wanted us to go to Vrindavan to 100% absorb ourselves only in hearing and chanting and serving his mission, not to go to do, to do service for our companies from home.
Thank you, Maharaj. You really answered my question. Hare Krishna.
Next, Maharaj, we have a devotee, Kolkata, from Kolkata, Vallabh Chaitanya Prabhu.
Hare Bol, Vallabh Chaitanya Prabhu. I'm so happy to see you, and I'm so grateful to virtually be in Calcutta with you, Prabhupada's birthplace.
Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances on behalf of ISKCON Damdam and Kolkata. We are very grateful to you. Especially, I like the point, like, it was very heart-touching about the holy name. We were stressing on how Srimati Radharani and Krishna should pray, and how we can, engage ourselves in their service. And it was so nice. And Maharaj, recently, we inaugurated Prabhupada's birthplace. We saw you virtually, but we very much miss your physical association. It was so divine, Maharaj. That jackfruit is looking so beautiful, and it was so wonderful. Like, just, it has engrossed in our heart.
You are very expertly increasing the pain, the agony, and the suffering of separation that I'm feeling from being with all of you in Calcutta and Bombay and Pune and wherever else you may be.
But Maharaj, we want to have your association on 21st February 2022, when we are inaugurating that Ultradanga Junction. That's also ready. That place is looking also so beautiful. It is just by your divine mercy this could happen. We can see that actually we're discussing.
If you can send me photos of Ultradanga Junction, I would really be grateful. And okay. My plan and my prayer is I will be there for you in February.
I will ask Radharaman to send you all the photos. We will definitely do that, Maharaj. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Maharaj, we have Nityanand Prabhu also here from Srirangam.
Dandavat Pranam, Maharaj.
Dandavat Nityananda Prabhu, I miss you so very dearly.
Yes, Maharaj. I don't know what to say. Maharaj, just two things I want to ask you. You are accepted as an ungrateful person, so this is my only hope. Recently, Pangajangi Prabhu left his body. So even though I got a lot of anarthas, in spite of there was some kind of pain, it was in the heart. So I become little scared that in this world, this death is inevitable, everybody surely have to leave. But this kind of pain, is it how to take it in the sense that Mahaprabhu says, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishwari. So it is going to be inevitable at the same time. Is there any way that as much as possible, can you postpone it by doing some specific prayers, especially for the elderly Prabhupada disciples? I thought in my heart this kind of thought came. Maybe it's a sentimental question, but is that could be recently Pradyumna Prabhu wrote me an email from New York that my days are very short, like that, he wrote, and I returned back, and after that he never replied after that. So these kinds of things give some kind of pain. I don't know how to take it, and I thought I can get some answers from you.
The pains of this world are inevitable. And it's not that a devotee tries to avoid pain. A devotee responds to pain by taking shelter of Krishna and by rendering service. So if there's no love, there's no pain. You know, people either love to enjoy, or they love other living beings, or they love to be happy. Whatever our pain in life is because of our need to love. So, you know, in bhakti, in Krishna consciousness, we respond to pain by expressing love, by taking shelter of Krishna, by taking shelter of Krishna's names, and through our service. And when we're feeling pain for devotees who are getting sick or who are passing away, that pain is a gift if it actually moves us to action to help those people. So what I'm saying, Nityananda Prabhu, is I'm very much appreciating, you know, if we're feeling pain because we're seeing that older devotees are suffering or dying, then what we should do is we should feel that pain to be a calling of Krishna to service by doing everything we can to help those devotees. And actually, that's what preaching really is, because we see that everyone in this world, even if they're happy, they're going to die. even if devotees are young, they could still die at any moment. And a devotee is paradukaduki. We're feeling pain for those people too. You know, when Advaitacharya was in Shantipuram on the bank of the Ganges crying for Krishna to come, he was crying because he was feeling your pain and my pain and the pain all the people you're crying for too, Nityananda Prabhu. He was feeling everyone's pain. He wasn't just feeling for the pain for the people who were old and diseased. He was feeling pain even for the young people who were, you know, teenagers trying to enjoy life, because he could see the imminent pain that was there with them. And we want to spread Krishna consciousness to the world, and we want to share Krishna consciousness with each other because we feel the pain of compassion for people. Srila Prabhupada endured so many difficulty because he felt everyone's pains. He was pained by our predicament on behalf of Advaitacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, you know, in general, we're preaching because we're feeling the pain of others. And we're trying to really develop strong devotional communities because we really care about the devotees. When Srila Prabhupada said he shed buckets of blood for every devotee, how much we should learn to care for each other. And when somebody's getting older or somebody's ill, then that's really a call to action. That, yes, it should pain my heart to see a devotee in this condition. And that pain should not be something we become depressed, but that pain should activate us to serve in the particular way that we could best be of service. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Maharaj, very much, Maharaj. I also see this practically in Jarani Vas Prabhu, that on the night he came back from the banks of Ganga, the cremation place, and around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, next day morning he was on the altar showing mirror to Radha Madhava. So that was what you are saying is practically I've seen in the darshan next day. So it's, after hearing from you, it makes me more understandable, Maharaj. So much grateful to you, Maharaj. Apart from that, Maharaj, just a request, if Pradyumna Prabhu's written on email like that, so maybe possible, you may also write him or contact him, or it is under your possibility. That it was quite scary mail he wrote me, that the time is, I don't have so much time like that. I remember he told me to speak to him that he can come to Mumbai. Quite long back this was, he gave him this offer to him, but somehow or other he has some things to do there. But he wrote such a mail to me. So I thought I will ask you also to speak to him or write him.
Yes, one of the purest, greatest devotees that I have ever known. He's truly a saint and so very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada and so dear to all of us. Anything we can do to help such great saints as Pradyumna Prabhu, we should be eager to try to serve. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.